Then we have another question that what is Redman syndrome? When the erythroderma is due to unknown etiology and the cause cannot be identified, it is known as Redman syndrome. Cutaneous changes may precede any other evidence of a lymphoma where many months if we do not find any underlying cause associated with the lymphoma, we say associated with the erythroderma, then we label it as Redman syndrome and we consider it as an initial dermatological manifestation of lymphoma in the upcoming years. Mainly present in the elderly men, characterized by marked palm plantar keratoderma, dermopathic lymphadenopathy, and a raised serum IG levels. Then another question is the three commonest causes of erythroderma or Redman syndrome are atopic eczema in the elderly, intake of drugs overlooked by the patient, and pre-lymphomatous eruption. These three are the commonest causes of Redman syndrome, which I just mentioned. Then talking about papilloerythroderma of Fukuji, it is also one of the rare causes of erythroderma in which there is a typical presentation of erythroderma initiating with the papulation and it tend to spare the face and the flexures and there is intense pruritus. Most cases are found to be idiopathic, but there are many important associations with papilloerythroderma of Fukuji such as T-cell and B-cell lymphomas and solid organ malignancies such as gastric, lung, colon, prostate, and HCC. It may also be associated with Hep C, HIV, and biliary sepsis. It usually occurs in the elderly in the age range of 57 to 100 years of age. The typical presentation is a presence of brownish red flat top papules that become confluent. The limbs and the trunks are affected, and the face and flexures tend to be spared. Characteristic pattern of sparing is the in the abdominal flexures gives the appearance of a denture sign, which is one of the characteristic features of this disease. Pruritus is a consistent feature. Additional findings are hyperkeratosis and fissuring of the palms and soles and benign lymphadenopathy. There are circulating eosinophilia and raised IG and a mild degree of absolute or relative lymphocytopenia. The prognosis is this, that it is a chronic disease and it typically persists for many years, although some cases might have remitted.